Hey founders, this is the SaaS Boss Show, the podcast for SaaS founders in the growth stage who want to get unstuck, build high-performing teams, and get clarity about how to build a profitable startup. Every week, I interview SaaS consultants, coaches, and experts who work with dozens of startups just like yours and share their best strategies to overcome the daily challenges of growing a profitable SaaS. My name is Natalie Luniva, and I'm a growth and leadership coach to SaaS founders, and I'm also married to a SaaS founder, and I'm so pleased that you've joined us on this conversation. I wanted to share the 10X formula. It is really how to accomplish 10 times more. What needs to happen in order for you to have a very productive first quarter? Now, the number one factor holding people and companies back from achieving what they're truly capable of, it is not lack of knowledge, it is not lack of ideas, it is not lack of intellect or information. Everyone has the same amount of information. Execution is really the single greatest differentiator. Successful individuals execute better than their competition. Most people do not lack ideas. The breakdown is not in knowing, but in executing. And it's also not just execution, it is purposeful execution. Are we busy doing the right work? Everyone's busy, we talked about this, but we just need to be purposefully busy. And not only that, but also strategically busy. If you frequently defer the strategic work to accomplish low value, urgent activities that may not be strategic or something that moves the needle, that's not being strategic, and that's not going to get you the 10X that we're talking about just now. Don't think that just by working harder, putting in more hours, or doing all the time, working 24 hours, that you can achieve more. It is really just busy work. Let's imagine what each of us would be able to achieve if we were just consistently getting to a chance to work on the things that are going to move the needle. I think that's going to be huge. And that's exactly what I want to teach you, how I've done it with my clients, with my team. And I hope that you're also going to see, get the breakthrough. Now, a word of caution. Yes, it is going to be uncomfortable. New actions are always uncomfortable, but there's also going to be a million things that are going to derail us from what we are set out to do. So our goal is just to make sure that we are going to get through this. We have our plan, and we just need to do what needs to happen. And I call the method supercharged 4 weeks. And that's actually not as difficult. It is only consists of 5 steps. And the biggest idea is we need to be extremely consistently and focused on a few very strategic things, the actions that are actually going to get the results. Now, how are we going to focus on them? Well, first of all, we need to set up the goals. I recommend setting up 3 goals. Let's make it a one big goal and then 2 smaller goals for 1 month. We'll just focus on them and let's see what results we're going to achieve, because 4 weeks is not that long of a period. And that's also going to keep us motivated to see, okay, let's see what's going to happen in 4 weeks. So next step, after you set out the goals, I call it backward planning. Basically, you dump all the tactics that you have in your mind. I'm sure each of us has all of those ideas and plans, what needs to happen in order for you to achieve this. I keep it in Evernote, but basically dump all of those ideas and think backwards. You have those goals, what needs to happen? I put together the spreadsheet actually, and if anyone's interested to get your hands on it, I'll be happy to email it to you. But I've set up so that I have 3 goals and I have 3 KPIs for every goal so that we know how we're going to measure the goals. And then you just dump a bunch of tactics. Don't think that, this is a small tactic. I'm not going to focus on that. Just dump everything for now. And then we are going to prioritize that for every week. Whatever is not important, that's okay. We can just put it a little bit later. Set up 5 tactics for every week that you're going to work on in order to achieve the KPIs that you set out. And the KPIs is going to help you achieve the goal that you set out. Next execution. Our supply of time is inelastic and the time is perishable. So the weekly plan really is, it is not a simple to-do list. It is, it should reflect the critical strategic activities that need to happen in order for you to achieve the goal. And those tactics do not change. So let's say you have a new priority 2 weeks into that, they do not change. So they stay the same. I recommend in 4 weeks. Let's start with 4 weeks and see where it gets us. What really needs to happen in the execution phase? How, the way that I'm structuring that is 20 minutes at the beginning of each week, we review past week's performance, and then we plan for this week's. Next, we spend 5 minutes at the beginning of every day to review the weekly goals and plan for what's going to happen for the day. Next, and this is very important, is time blocking. I'm not sure how everyone prefers to do it, but I think time blocking on your calendar, on your schedule, is really powerful. Let's say that you are most productive in the morning. So when you wake up, you don't check your emails, because checking your emails are going to derail you from all the great strategic things that you've thought about while you were asleep, because our brain is still working. So do not check your emails in the morning. If you think that you are the most productive in the morning, you have your list of to-do items. I cannot stress enough how important it is to have the list of items that you want to work on for the day. And then you have 2 hours, for example, in the morning, uninterrupted time for you to work on all of those tasks. You know that it needs to happen, so you work on them. Next, you do not end the day until the things that you've planned are actually completed. And I think this is important as well. And then at the end of the week, every Friday, review the week performance, note any wins or lessons or losses that you've, maybe you were not able to achieve something, maybe something still derailed you, then, you know, you have Saturday and Sunday, because Monday, the following week, you have a list of new things. So you cannot really pile up those things from previous week to the next week. So just think of it like, if you set it out to do, you have to do it, okay? And this is the biggest piece. And it's only for 4 weeks. I understand it is hard, but think about the things that you can achieve in the next 4 weeks. And this is our goal. Next, the fourth piece of the powerful 4 weeks process is process control. Making commitment to yourself and your team, if you have a team, and hold each other accountable, hold yourself accountable that this is what you want to do, and think about the vision, the goal, what is going to happen 4 weeks after that. Number five is the measurement of results. Here, I recommend to not measure the results because it's only 4 weeks, but it is really measuring the actions. Why sports, for example, are so motivating? Because there is score that we keep, right? So just keeping this score is so important here in this particular case. I read a book about how can we keep doing, how can we, for example, you want to run every single day. What exactly needs to happen for you to keep running? Well, first of all, keeping the score, if you have a calendar, for example, on your wall, and then every single day you can put like an X. Yes, I've done this. And then when you have 5 X's in a row, okay. It is actually cooler to see a 6X in a row, right? Or the 7th and the 8th. Once you work on the 10X, you're going to achieve so much more.
That's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the SaaS Boss Show. To submit a question about how to build your high-performing team and best strategies to overcome the daily challenges of growing a profitable SaaS, head over to saasboss.com. Submit the contact us form and I'll get subject matter expert to answer them for you. Also, if you found this content interesting, I'd really appreciate it if you take just a second to leave a review on iTunes so that founders just like you can learn about this show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and I'll be back with another interview next week.